to be fair, that's majority every college campus across the United States.
That one's facts, Jeff. That line tracks.
The judge said, Greenberg just said it's snowing and it's 85 degrees.
Listen, I think 18 is too low. I think you and I both guessed like around 11 or 12, didn't we?
What?
When we were doing our guesses before we had seen the power ranks.
I said 9 to 12.
You said 9 to 12. I think I said 10 to 13.
Yeah, and then Jeff said 8.
Jeff was right.
Because he saw the thing.
And this year's he definitely.
No, I did not.
This year's so obviously not last year. But there was a time, and it was earlier in the season when you know a lot less, but there was a time last year when they were 2-0, and Greenberg had him like 27th in his power rankings, and people were flipping out at him. He was proving right.
I had him kind of low then, too.
Okay.
But the whole thing of it, listen, man, if you're going to say go all in, they cannot be ranked 18th. I don't care what the rankings are. If you're saying go all in, you must think that the team is extremely good. And that means they're in the top half of the league. That's when you go all in. If you're 18th and you won 4 games, you're not ready to go all in at that point.
Yeah.
I disagree with that point that he said.
I tend to agree there. But let's talk about like kind of what could impact it, right? I think this weekend, I don't believe this is a trap game. I think they had maybe a trap game. When they went to Arizona, it was a short week. They had just won on Monday Night Football. Jaden Daniels played, honestly, arguably the best game an NFL quarterback's played this year. That, to me, set up for a trap game.
What's the definition of a trap game? This is my definition. When you're already a damn good team and you have to play two extremely good teams that are normally a rival and something else, and you got an average team in between those, that's a trap game. When you're a team ascending and you have not established yourself yet, kind of hard as hell for you to have a trap game. That's just the way I feel. So I think the game in Arizona could have been a game where, you know, you played so well on that Monday night, you're traveling, you're going to be staying somewhere else, that you just get a little bit out of sorts. They're not a trap game.
Okay.
And even this game here, they played against Baltimore. They got the Bears afterwards.
The Bears game all of a sudden is kind of a big deal.
But it's a big deal for TV because TV is trying to get the most money possible. It's no bigger for the players than it was before. The fact that they move it to a 4 o'clock game, 1 o'clock, it means absolutely nothing to most players. The reason that we are all so excited talking about this team is number 5, okay? And that dude right there doesn't give a damn if it's at 1 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock at night. He's going to be the same guy. And I think that right there makes a world of difference. We, as fans and media, have to stop thinking that players think like we do. Because they don't.
I turn to Jeff Walker. Jeff, you worried about a trap game. You heard DQ got asked about any given Sunday. He's like, yeah, we don't look at any of that. We just focus on the opponent. Where are you at, Jeffrey?
I feel the same way. Look, even though, you know, we had early success, I still think every game to us is a trap game. We're not supposed to be here. Like, we wasn't expecting to be here. We wasn't expecting 4-2. But as DQ go, we just got to worry about the week. We're not worried about if it's a trap game. Just worried about us playing the best so we can win. But to me, nah. Every game is just a game that we got to win, and we should do our best to win.
I just think that human beings have a pessimistic mindset. We all want our teams to get good, and then when they get good, we always find a reason why they could lose. You know what I mean? So, listen, they're playing against Carolina. They probably should beat Carolina. But they don't have Bryce Young quarterback anymore. There's a guy named Andy Dalton, the Red Rifle. I mean, he's called Red Rifle.
He's a pro.
He's been around a long time. If you make mistakes with him and you're not in position, he can probably pick your ass apart. Especially with a defense that don't get a lot of pressure and the coverage that's not very tight. So just start no trap game. Because if I'm offense, I'm like, we got to score. You don't know. 23 might not be enough.
Totally. If you look at the Panthers since they benched Bryce Young and went to Andy Dalton, they've looked like a really different team. Is not to say they're good. I mean, you are what your record is. They're 1-5. But since they benched Young, I mean, in the first game Dalton was back against the Raiders, they put up 36-1. Against the Bengals, they put up 24 and gave Cincy a heck of a run. The Bears game was bad. They turned it over a bunch, and the Bears defense is pretty good. Last week against the Falcons, a suddenly kind of hot Falcons team. Granted, they ended up losing 38-20, but I kind of think that's the game Washington needs to have. They've been able to run the ball pretty damn well. Chuba Hubbard's been really good for them. Washington is reeling now on the defensive line. They weren't able to get stops last week. I'm messing around with the Rooster about if Derrick Henry had if Washington had a decent game plan against Derrick Henry. I do think one of the results of Derrick Henry's ability was that Zay Flowers was running pretty damn wide open and Mark Andrews was pretty damn open in the end zone, etc. But they also gave up 125 and 2 touchdowns on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever Lamar had on top of it. This rush defense, defensively they got holes. And Carolina is not the 2000 Rams. This is not the greatest show on turf. But they now have a professional-level quarterback. I do like Canales. I liked him a lot as the OC in Tampa last year. And they've got a good back. So you can't look past it. Landfill, is this a trap game?
I hope not, but I am a little bit concerned that Andy Dalton is the type of guy, like we mentioned earlier in the show, that he can go out there and throw for 3 touchdowns, 300 yards, and then the next week just have a kind of disaster class, 4 interceptions type game. So I'm a little worried that Dalton could go off on the secondary here.
I think that is reasonable concern. Mm-hmm. Dalton, it's crazy we're talking about Andy Dalton in the year of 2024. Andy Dalton's 37 years old and 1-3 as a starter, but in the games he has started, he's completed 66% of his passes, 7 touchdowns against 4 picks. Like, they're moving the ball, man. Mm-hmm. 500 yards, 5.6 yards per touch. Remember early they tried to go to Miles Sanders, which is a mistake. They do have that kid, Jonathan Brooks, the Texas running back. They opened his 21-day IR window. I can't imagine you bring him back the first weekend it's open.
Nah.
But I could be wrong.
Normally it doesn't happen that way.
I think, honestly, being around these guys and this staff for a while now, I find it hard to believe that the type of complacency that allows for trap games to exist. Maybe trap game's the wrong game because, to Brian's point, they're not necessarily looking ahead to the Bears, right?
Yeah.
You could have said the Browns game was a trap game. They had just won 2 in a row. They finally get home, and they know the Ravens are after the Browns. The Browns game set up to be a trap game.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, Cleveland sucks. We've won 2 in a row, 3 in a row at that point, and we know the Ravens are on deck. And what they do, they went handily beat the Browns.
Yeah.
That's what makes me feel a lot better about this. When they've played some subpar opponents, and I think Arizona, Cleveland qualify, they beat their ass.
Yeah, they handle their business.